again, thank you for tuning in to the Advisors Assemble podcast. And this time we have the return of Daniel Yetton and James Richardson, who join us for part two of our January team episode. How are you both? James, how are you?
Yeah, very well. Thank you, Rara. Happy New Year to you, Tessa.
Happy New Year. I know. I can't believe it. I mean, actually, when this, if you're listening to this episode, it will probably be the end of January. So,
oh, I said this morning to one of my clients, it's New Year until March, so we're all good.
Oh, okay. And Daniel, your thoughts on that? How are you?
Happy New Year to you. I wouldn't agree it's New Year till March. I mean, you know what I'm like. I'm probably a bit more negative. It's, you know, New Year's gone.
It's gone.
I'm saying that we are only 12 days into the New Year.
We are.
Yeah, it's been the best 12 days so far, but equally the worst 12 days.
Okay.
So, yeah, the only way is up, I guess.
The only way is up. I had a client say to me, actually, you can say Happy New Year, I think up until the 15th of January. I don't know where that figure came from, but I guess we've all got different ideas.
Halfway through the month, I suppose that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, James, how has 2023 been for you so far? And Daniel, obviously, I don't know, really. You've obviously...
No, it's been absolutely lovely. We've had a birthday already in the household, so that's been, been busy, but lovely, very excitable. I mean, it wasn't me. It was one of my children. It's been really nice so far. As much as I jest and say it's been the best and worst 12 days so far.
Good. And James?
It's 12 days in and I really can't say much for it. It's been very much Happy New Year, January. And yeah, it's very quiet. It's been quite nice, actually. Yeah, relaxing.
Yeah. I'm just getting over the winter colds. It just lingers and lingers. I was telling Tom and Alex before this.
It's the merry-go-round of illness, isn't it?
Yeah, just the cold just keeps coming. So I'm hoping that actually by the time this episode has been released, that will be gone.
Oh, but don't worry, I'll be ill again, so
true.
We'll keep the illness going around the team.
James, I feel you should have a sign in your office that says that, you know, number of days with no illness.
I've got a roulette wheel in my office just to do it around again to remind me what I'm going to get.
So we need to look for that for you. We need to get you on.
Yeah, because we've got this running joke, haven't we, within the team that, James, you're sort of always ill.
Yeah.
But actually, didn't you managed to kind of stay okay throughout December, is that right?
Carry on a 5-week stint with no illness.
There we go.
So we're doing well. But yeah, but I guarantee I'll be ill next week. Now I've said this, but hey.
Yeah. Rather than the countdown to Christmas.
that's actually a good shout. I might have to create that, friend.
There we go. Okay, so that can be sort of like your New Year's goal. Again, I was asking Tom and Alex if they sort of had any New Year's resolutions, any goals. I don't know whether you two are into that or whether you just kind of go with the year and see what happens. What are your thoughts on that? Have you set any goals?
Yeah, pretty much how I go is just see how we go. I mean, it's going to be a busy year for me regardless with everything I do outside of this. So I don't really set any goals. It's just carry on maintaining, just keep myself busy.
Yeah. Daniel, I'm guessing you're sort of the same. I get that vibe.
Do you know what? I normally, I used to many, many years ago have a New Year's resolution. But the problem was, and you may have heard me say this before, I'm not very good at sticking to them. And the New Year's resolution tends to be the one that everyone else has. So it's, you know, I'm going to cut back or I'm going to, you know, eat healthily or cut back on my, whatever it might be. And I always find that, you know, because I am quite straightforward where this is concerned, it normally is the cutting back one.
Yeah.
But the problem that I have is we've got so many biscuits and sweets and chocolate left over from Christmas. So I just think just continue that. So my New Year's resolution should now be to continue eating biscuits and sweets.
Oh, I like that. And then you don't feel guilty. You're following your goal. You know you'll be able to stick to that.
I'm doing really well.
I rate that, I really do.
So yeah.
Rather than us looking to cut out, we just sort of continue or eat more and then we don't feel guilty and there's no pressure.
And that is it. I'm doing really well, like I say. So James, you've got a sign in your office, you know, number of weeks with no illness.
Yep.
You know, I need something similar in relation to my
eating biscuits and chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
Funnily enough, before we started recording this, I was finishing a bag of, you know, the nuts and all of that you can get, pistachios, almonds, the assorted bags for Christmas. I was finishing off those. But one of them was, I think it's white pepper.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah, white pepper and roasted pistachio.
Ooh.
And literally, obviously, white pepper. Well, it's a weird sort of sensation. I don't know how to describe it unless you've actually tried one of these. But it was quite nice. I know this is turning into sort of like a review of food, isn't it? Rather than what we're supposed to be reviewing.
To be quite honest, I'd rate that as well. I love food, so.
I do feel like we're on like a cookery show on the weekend. Like, is it Sunday brunch on Channel 4?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we best kind of talk about what we're here to talk about. So obviously on the last episode, Alex and Tom explained what a landing page is and sort of why they play an important part for website leads. So I know that you've both been busy trialing, I don't know whether it's a new landing page tool or builder, but a landing page tool anyway. So we're going to find out sort of how you got on. So first of all, I suppose, how does this particular landing page tool work? What is it called, first of all, as well? James, do you want to start?
Yeah, so this is, basically, it's called Cards. Card even. So it's C-A-R-R-D. Yeah, just to really throw it out there. So, I initially thought when I first looked at this, it was going to be a general landing page for business, person, whatever it may be. But actually going into it and actually creating it, and actually thought it might be useful for what I do away from the lead engine, created it, and it's more of an online business card, which
right.
I can see the plus points. I have the negatives. For me, it doesn't really quite work what it needs for, but that's essentially what card is. It's an online business card, but how you can implement it and embed it, I've yet to see the use and where to put it so far.
Okay. So can you sort of visually paint a step-by-step guide for everybody? So when you first kind of logged on, I guess, what did you do? Is it easy to navigate?
So, yeah. So when you first log in or sign up, you're then presented with a number of what's called themes. So you can choose a different theme depending on what your business is, who you are, or whatever it may be. So once you've chosen your theme, you then go to the whole plethora of, essentially, you can design everything there. So put a proper picture of your company logo, your picture of you, your title, whatever it may be, everything ranging from your social profile links. It's the best way to describe it is if you're creating your own website or if you're creating, essentially creating your own website, really, this is what card is. It's very intuitive in the sense that it's all drag and drop boxes, and then you can update the text, the colours, everything around there to customise it to where you are. And so in terms of what it is, it's easy to use, easy to create. It's just lacking the features that I would expect from something like this. So when I created the one I'm for myself, I put my information in, who I am, whatever. It's when things are adding in your links to potentially your business website. There's no widgets for that. You can have in your Facebook, your Instagram, your mobile number, and clickable, but there's nothing we want to put through, so I want to go through your website. You can put it on there, but it's not through a widget you'd expect to see a website. But also, if you want other widgets or other themes and other premium features, that's an additional cost that they do charge you for as well. So it depends really what your ultimate aim is from this. But from a build perspective, it's really good to use in that sense. It's just lacking the features. But as far as I'm aware, it's also the features are being invented, and it's still a new product being evolved over time as well.
Right. Okay. So, well, I suppose at least it's easy to navigate as such, especially if you're an amateur to this or it's the first time using a tool like this. Would you say that actually, in that sense, it would be good for somebody that's never sort of built a website before or doesn't really know what they're doing?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're just starting out or you're going to be starting out, or you just want a simple business card or card layout to show who you are, a bit of information about what you may do, and then some of the links to your social media or your mobile number, whatever it may be, then yeah, it's perfect for that. It's so easy to do. I mean, it took me 5 minutes to create what I created for mine, but then I've got a bit of experience. If you don't have the experience, it might take a bit longer, but it's still very intuitive to use. It's just trying to find the right widgets for that, which can be the longer part of creating this card.
Okay. And I suppose, Daniel, would you agree? I mean, how could this benefit businesses and mortgage brokers? Of course, if you are an amateur, we've kind of just said there that it would probably be a good place for you to start or a good tool to use. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I think James just said, and as we've discussed previously, it's if you almost see it almost like an interactive business card, and if we think of today's world, where we've come over the last couple of years, where we have like so many more remote meetings, as it were, you know, it gives the option to be used within an email as, you know, an interactive business card, I suppose, you know, depending on how you choose to use it. I mean, the other thing that I would have thought as well is, you know, when we talk about simplicity of, you know, creating these sorts of things, if we think about the design of a website for someone who's new into the industry, who doesn't quite have that ready yet, and, you know, they're in the process of getting that set up, I suppose this could be kind of something in the middle, as a very short term solution in terms of the ability for people to reach out to you. And I suppose, and this is where I'm giving my age away here, it's almost like an ad in like a Yellow Pages. You know, if you're looking for someone of a certain, you know, if you're looking for a plumber, for example, you'd have gone to a Yellow Pages, you would have looked for that, you know, plumber, and then you would have found that ad there. And this is kind of, this is almost, I suppose you look at it as that interactive version of that, as it were.
Yeah, the digital version. Yeah. That's a really good way of looking at it, actually, and describing it. That makes complete sense.
But it
actually
also makes me now sound really old.
That's okay. But, that's okay. Okay. So I guess all in all, it's a good tool to use if you are new to this, but it doesn't necessarily have all the features that you would perhaps expect for a landing page builder. James, because of that, what is your score out of 10 for this?
I would give it a 3.
Oh, okay. So quite low. Quite low.
Yeah, I don't really see the need of it. It's been created just for the sake of being created, more than anything else.
Right.
I can understand why it's been created, but in the grand scheme of things, it's kind of defunct. And like, for example, myself, I'd have no reason to use it.
Okay. Do you think that is because you are quite experienced in this area? You know, for somebody that isn't.
I was going to say, majority of the time, what this has been used for is in replacement of a website or maybe a business card, but you're more of a digital focused person as opposed to having something physical on you.
Okay.
Where you can share your details. So I go, oh, what's your contact details? Oh, here's my card information. I can see the relevance of that. But at least for now, and certainly with websites being more prominent than ever, I don't really see the need for it, particularly for sending an email. You're sitting at the bottom of it with all your details. It's just, it's just not really there yet to really to implement it properly.
Okay. No, this is good. You know, we're being honest. You know, you're giving an honest review here. Daniel, your rate out of 10, are you as low as James?
Well, I'm not as mean as James. I've scored it a 5.
Okay.
So yeah, I was going to give it slightly higher, but you know, as we're talking about this, obviously as we think about this in more detail, yeah, I think a 5 is a fair score. You know, I thought it is good. So I think it has potential. I don't know if we discussed this already, but there is a free option available. You know, for people to try, so you can, you know, set up to 3 sites originally before you commit further to, you know, signing up to another option if you wish to. But James has actually highlighted earlier when he was speaking around the lack of a website widget. And I think, you know, when we're thinking of, you know, I was talking earlier about this interactive business card, you know, to use it in that manner. If I was to have something like this that was going to link to my main website, you know, not having that, I think has, you know, is going to have a massive impact. I don't think it's going to serve as it probably should do. So I think that, you know, for me, that's why I'd score it down. I suppose the other thing is, you know, and again, James has highlighted this, you know, in a world now where we have so many websites available, and you know, I think, you know, people are, I suppose they're interested in the quality of a website. You know, when they're looking for a business, you know, it's about the quality of that website and the level of information there. You know, if you were to look at this as an alternative, it's whether it serves a purpose as much as it should do, if that makes sense. It's whether it will do what the client needs it to do, if that makes sense.
No, definitely. It really makes sense there. And, you know, we may have put people off this now, but for anybody that might want to check out the website, I think it's www.card.co. Is that right, both of you? Is that
That's correct, yes.
So, you know, if you fancy having a go looking at it, you'll probably maybe feel the same as James and Daniel. Who knows? But I guess it's there to help people, I suppose. But I guess for those that are more experienced, maybe not, as you were sort of saying, James.
But, yes. Yeah, no, I agree.
Okay, all right then. Well, thank you both for that. I'm glad you come back for a second episode.
As much as we may moan about it, I enjoy it.
I do. I vaguely recall, Tessa, actually suggesting that we do this. I vaguely recall sharing this, did I not?
I think I must give you credit, actually. I think you did, yes. I've got to say.
Because, because I'm so eager to speak and so eager to be heard.
There we go. So, and you definitely were. Well, thank you both for that. I mean, we've got Andrea and Steph up next. And I can actually say we're not discussing anything about landing pages. In fact, I'm not actually entirely sure what we're going to be talking about. There's an element of surprise here. Andrea had the idea of going with sort of like a Room 101 theme. Have you seen that? I think that's an old TV program, wasn't it?
I love Room 101 when it was on.
It Frank Skinner who hosted?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, the later rebooted.
Tessa, again, I'm sorry to interrupt, James. Again, yeah, there was an older version.
Oh, really?
There was. Frank Skinner was a rebooted version. Yeah. Before that, it was. I've forgotten his name now. The one I used to watch, I think, had Paul Merton on it.
That's who I can think of.
That was it. We've got Room 101 with Paul Merton, Frank Skinner, Nick Hancock.
Hancock, but certainly I used to watch it with Paul Merton, that's when I started watching it, and then you moved on to Frank Skinner.
Which 1994 it started. So wow.
Oh wow, okay.
According to Wikipedia anyway.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing what, you know, Andrea and Steph are going to be banishing. So that's exciting. So thank you both once again, and I'm sure we'll speak on the next monthly episode, team episode.
Thank you very much, Tessa. It's been delightful as always.
Thank you, Tessa.